afternoon. It's Kirsten O'Brien with you today. And let's talk tech now with Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. Hello.
Hello there.
I'm going to talk tech at you straight away because last time we spoke, you mentioned something about in the future, how much housework will be done by tech and things. And I went away and I thought about that and it was my birthday and I had some money. And I'm not going to name, obviously, brands or anything, but Fevzi, I've bought one of those Hoovers that goes round by itself and it's changed my world. It's completely my new favourite thing.
Oh, excellent. And have you put your cat on it yet?
We don't have a cat, but my friend yesterday did put something on the socials of her little baby sitting in a playpen and she'd put some toys on the top of it going past entertaining the baby. Oh. So endless fun to be had.
Yeah, so look, that's fascinating. I want to do out of sequence today. Can we do the tech news story first?
Absolutely.
Which is the thing at the bottom of the email, and then we'll come to that because I'll be fascinated to hear your real world experience. Do you know what? I did think about not covering these two bits of tech that we're going to cover later because it's Mother's Day coming up, and I didn't want to in any way imply that you know these are things for women.
But it's made my life
certainly
very
not something
happy.
That we should. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, let's come to that. But I'm kind of excited by the tech news story today. So, we've all heard about this thing called ChatGPT, this chatbot that can converse with us, in English and appears to have expertise on a wide variety of things. Can write reports. Can summarize text. Can write poems or plays or all sorts of things it can do. So a while back, Microsoft invested a further $10 billion into the company OpenAI, who is a company that makes ChatGPT and the underlying engine. And the first thing that it did was it put it in its Bing search engine. So it took the technology out of OpenAI and it put it in its Bing search engine. Now they've announced that the same technology will be brought to their Microsoft 365, which used to be called the Office Suite. So Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and all of that. And having that, they haven't said exactly when they're going to roll it out, but they've said it is coming. They've said it will be a feature called Copilot. I don't know if you remember back in the day, there used to be a little paperclip in Microsoft where it was meant to be like your little assistant. It's a shame they didn't bring that back, but finally the paperclip would be smart and not useless as it was back in the sort of 80s or whenever that was there. So some of the things that they say it will be able to do, and if it can do these, I'll be so impressed and it will be life-changing. Summarising key discussion points of a conversation held on a meeting with the software team. So you've got Teams, which is like Zoom, but Microsoft's version of that. It will summarise the meeting afterwards, and if anyone joins the meeting late or indeed misses the whole event, it will give them a summary of what they missed. So you and I could be speaking. It will not only be recording it and transcribing it into text, it will be understanding it and summarising it.
Well, it'd be 15 minutes of what cake are you having, what biscuits are you eating, chat when it's summarising.
Possibly. Carrot cake, a luscious carrot cake today,
by
the way. It will help. It will create PowerPoint presentations, including images from prompts, so you'll just tell it what you want the PowerPoint presentations to show and it will pull it together for you. It'll draft emails for you, and I've already been using it for that, and it's kind of fascinating. I have to say, I treat it like a not very bright colleague. You mustn't disparage them, because when they become our dark overlords, they will.
But this is what terrifies me, because in my line of work, these could come in and take over what we do. So I'm a little bit, I'm a bit scared of them.
Yes. So in the first instance, they'll be a useful tool. And then there'll be the sort of the cheaper alternative, unfortunately. So don't tell the BBC. I understand they like saving money these days. So it will also analyse long email threads and documents. So too long did not read, or how you get a thread of documents that goes back 18 months. What was in that? It will go through all that and summarise it for you. And it will create summaries and graphs of data from Excel spreadsheets, which is really good. Summaries is interesting because I never cease to be amazed at how people fail to interpret data. Like you go onto Twitter and you find I don't know, some anti-vax person pulling up a piece of data and saying, you see, and you look at the data and it actually proves the exact opposite to what they were saying, and they have no ability to interpret the data. Something like this that can actually interpret data and explain it to you in plain terms is fascinating. And to have that built into the world's most commonly used office suite, you know, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook as well for emails, is nothing short of remarkable. I hope they don't hike the price, because if they're doing it as part of the 365 subscription, you know, where you have to subscribe to software now. Gone are the days when you could buy a piece of software, or at least buy a license for it, and then use it for 10 years. Now you have to pay a subscription. Increasingly, everything is on subscription, which is, you know, not ideal. But something like this, I think, would be worth paying for if it works well. But when I said to you it's a bit like a dumb colleague, what I mean is, you know, like if you've ever had a, I don't mention any names, but if you've ever had a colleague that isn't kind of completely reliable and you have to check all their work before it goes to a client or something like that, it's right. Like that, because these chatbots have been known to what they call hallucinate. They basically make stuff up, and the thing is, when they make stuff up, they do it so convincingly that if you don't know your stuff, you will just let it go out like that. And that's the kind of problem with it, is that it, because of the way it works, because it doesn't really have any understanding of what it's saying or doing, it's just a statistical model that says when this word appears, the most likely word to appear after it is this. That's essentially it, but it does it so well that it constructs sentences, phrases, paragraphs, and even documents that make sense. But occasionally it's rubbish. And because it's trained on the internet, it can also disseminate disinformation as well. So you have to be careful. It's not there yet as a replacement for us, but you can see the day is coming. And frankly, you know, there are also presenters that spread disinformation, so maybe it could go to a particular station and do that. Okay.
What a weird world we're going to be living in.
It is quite, I mean, the change that, say, smartphones brought to our world will be small compared to this. This is more like the Industrial Revolution, probably more so, because the difference is that this technology has the ability to get away from us. It has the ability and the likelihood that it will surpass our own capabilities, what they call the singularity. The singularity is that point in time where the technology just becomes so smart that not only is it smarter than us, but we no longer understand how it works and probably don't any longer control it.
So this sounds terrifying.
It's going to be an interesting ride, you know, because some amazing things will happen. The thing, I guess the only thing I'd say to you about this that makes me sad is OpenAI, the name OpenAI gives you the clue from where it was created. It was created so that AI could be produced and presented to the public to trigger a debate amongst politicians and countries about how they wanted this technology to be in their lives. It wasn't meant to be, oh, we come up with a half useful product, Microsoft invests $10 billion into it and promptly shoves it into all their products without having had any of that sort of debate and discussion and so forth. And that's quite dangerous, because, you know, you've touched on things like jobs. You know, there are many other ramifications.
Dissertations, things like that for students. It's we just don't know what it's going to do. Gosh.
Yeah, they don't call it ChatGPT anymore. They call it CheatGPT because students are students. But then the professors are then using AI to try and spot when AI has been used to create the dissertation or the essay. So we go full circle, and none of us are really required anymore. But we do need, notwithstanding what Microsoft's done, we do need a government that is switched on enough to understand that this is going to have serious ramifications. We talked a lot about, you know, over the decades, foreigners coming and taking our jobs. You haven't seen anything yet. You'll see when the machines come and take your jobs. And, you know, you won't be able to ban them by leaving the European Union either. So we should be having that discussion. This is a powerful tool. How are we going to use it? How are we going to constrain it? How are we going to make sure that, you know, because look, in some Scandinavian countries, they're experimenting with a living wage. So the idea is, let's say that AI takes more than half of all jobs, the majority of jobs. So most people are no longer working. How is the economy going to work? How are those people going to survive? How are they going to consume the services and products of the companies that are using that? And what they're experimenting with is paying everyone not unemployment benefit, but a decent living wage for just existing. And then with that money, obviously, you consume products and services. So the companies that are saving money hand over fist by getting rid of their staff and replacing them with machines and AI systems will pay enough tax, is the idea, for there to be enough to pay to the people to spend the money on those companies' products. Because it's in their interest as well. If no one's got any money, they're not going to sell their products. So the money will be, it'll be like toy money. It'll go full circle. So they're doing that experiment. So if that works, on the face of it, it could be liberating. We cease to be wage slaves. We shouldn't, in theory, worry about losing our jobs. We should be happy that we have so many, hopefully, decades of healthy life ahead of us without, you know, ruining our health in some
That's
job.
That's come
that we
too
hate.
Late for me. I've worked my entire life by that comes in. But I'm very happy that I have got, as I say, a Hoover doing the work for me. So we're going to talk about, touch on that next.
I'm
talking tech with Fevzi, who is the gadget detective, if you want to seek him out on Twitter. And I've been raving about how my life has changed with a gadget. It's just nice to have a gadgety person to chat to about because no one else is interested, Fevzi.
Probably no one else was doing the vacuuming. That's probably why they're not interested.
Yeah, potentially.
So tell me, how's your experience been? So these are vacuum cleaners that look a bit like thick pizzas, right? So
yes.
You pop them on the floor, they scuttle round and they vacuum. So does
Off
it work?
It goes.
Does it pick up? Does it pick up well? Do you have pets? Does it manage their pet hair? You
know, I don't have pets, but the most satisfying thing is when it's finished, opening the little drawer and marvelling over what it's picked up every single time. So what's great is I just lift stuff off the kids' floors, chairs and things, just, you know, so it gets a really good go around, and then set it going, shut the bedroom door, and I come back sort of 10, 15 minutes later, and it's, as I say, changed my world. And I can do it more frequently or, you know, just as and when you like, because you can go off and do something else, and that's what's made the difference.
So little top ups, you can just do it. You can top it, you know, have a little spring clean every day. You know, it doesn't, you don't have to leave it, you know, a week and then
exactly.
Get rid of whatever sort of built up over the week. And do you use it on, I don't know if you live on a multi level dwelling, but do you use it on different floors in your home?
Yes, I have done. It doesn't do stairs, obviously, that's the sad thing. So my stairs
are like the old
really
Daleks
grotty.
As well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the stairs are now minging because everything else is getting cleaned, but I haven't got the Hoover out since the actual one. So, yeah, but I'm a convert.
That's interesting, isn't it? Okay, so our gadget of the week, I don't know if we'll have time for both, but we'll at least do this one. It's a robotic vacuum cleaner. It's called the Eufy RoboVac X8 Hybrid. So Eufy is the brand. It's spelled EUFY. The hybrid bit in the name, because there's an X8 and there's an X8 Hybrid. The hybrid bit means it does mopping as well as vacuuming all in one. So it will take all the dust off and it will give it a little mop down as well, which is kind of cool. Mm. So this is a top-end one. It's quite expensive. The list price is £500, but you know, Eufy actually often do promotions on their products, so it's worth watching out. You might get, you know, sizable promotion or discount off it if you're not desperate to buy it absolutely now. And it's got a number of interesting features. First of all, you know, the meat of it is it's a good vacuum cleaner. It can produce 2,000 pascals worth of suction, which it means it is good for people who've got pets. They claim it cleans up about 60% more pet hair than you know other similar devices, when in fact other devices in their own range. So that's a good thing. The fact that it mops as well is great. It's got a little bit where it collects all the dust and fluff and whatever it's getting, but it's got a little tank. It's a small tank, 250 ml of liquid, a quarter of a litre, but that's enough for about 140 minutes of mopping and about 180 minutes of vacuuming. The other nice features is it's got a built-in laser, so it's not so that it can, you know, shoot the cat or something. It is just so that it can bounce it off all the surfaces in the room, the walls and the objects. So it produces intelligently in its own memory a map of that floor and that space. So it doesn't keep bumping into things all the time because it knows where the limits are. And it can save a different map for each floor of your home. So again, it knows when it's on a different floor, it works out that it's on that floor, and it uses that sort of AI map that's built into it. It's just really, I just really like it. It's just very clever. It does what it's meant to do well. As I say, not cheap, but if you consider the sort of time it saves and the quality of life, it's great. You've got an app for it. It will be controlled through the app. And I particularly like how well it does pet hair. So this one is called the Eufy RoboVac X8 Hybrid, and I've given it 4 stars out of 5. Try and buy it for less than $499. Try and buy it when it's on offer. Do we have time for another?
If you go very quick, you can, if you squeeze it
Okay.
in.
So this is also sort of similar type product in that it's an air purifier for your home. It's from a company called Homedics, Homedics, Medics. It's called the Total Clean 5-in-1 Deluxe Tower Air Purifier. So this is like a tower. It's about, I guess, about 3 feet tall, give or take. It's got 5-stage air filtration. So again, one of the things that happens when we vacuum, particularly if our vacuum cleaner doesn't have a HEPA filter on it, is that we suck the dust up off the floor, it shoots out and then passes through the filter, because it's not a HEPA filter, and up into the air, which, if you've got allergies, is a disaster. I wonder, and I, you know, this is just me wondering out loud, whether in terms of COVID and other illnesses that will eventually settle on the floor, whether, you know, if we have a vacuum cleaner that hasn't got a HEPA filter on it, whether we're shooting virus up into the air. And if we are, something like this, in any event, might help. I noticed that there's a lot of research. I mean, this is early stages, so I'm not making claims for this, but I noticed that there's a lot of research going on to see if clean air can help rid us of COVID. So just like clean water rid us of cholera, that we will redesign our spaces, our homes and public spaces, to mean that we have proper air filtration systems. And interestingly enough, and I make no specific claims for this one in that regard, but this one does have a HEPA filter. So it has a pre-filter that filters out the big bits of, you know, stuff. Then it has the HEPA filter, which in theory can go down, I think, to about 3 or 5 microns, which should in theory be able to catch things the size of a COVID particle. Then it's got a carbon odor filter, so it gets rid of smells. So it's good for using after you've sort of, if you've done a sort of particularly pungent lot of cooking, it's, you can just turn this on for about 20 minutes and it cleans out the space. It's got an ultraviolet ionizer, so it zaps any bugs that it catches, and another type of ionizer as well. So it's got those 5 stages. The thing I love about it is it's got 5 levels of fan speed, and the lowest ones, which are still effective, are quiet. So you can run it at night and it's not going to keep you awake. Some models are kind of too loud. It's got an auto timer, so you can turn it off after a preset period of time, up to 12 hours, but it is quiet in operation at the lower levels. All in all, I love this. What I particularly love is the list price is £300, £299.99. I notice on the Homedics website, homedics.co.uk, that it's down to £199.99, and that there's a 15% voucher, Air 15, so you can knock 15% off that price. One more thing. I noticed that if you sign up for their newsletter, you get another 15% off. I'm not sure if you can stack the two codes, but you can certainly get 15% off the £200 and possibly 2 lots.
Wow, so star rating?
Yeah, star rating, 4 stars out of 5. Very good air filter.
There we go. Lovely stuff you got there. Thank you very much. Lovely to chat, Fevzi. That's a couple of gadgets of the week there that you just talked us through.